have to speak something. So we are worshipping Radha Madhava, the lover or enjoyer of Radha Rani. Govindamadi Purusham Tvam Bhajami. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stabhi Jayeva Nijarupataya Kalabhi Goloko Eva Nivasati Akhilatma Bhuto Govindamadi Purusham Tvam Bhajami. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Radha Krishna Govinda is enjoying Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, spiritual bliss. Chinmaya means spiritual, and rasa, bliss. That is eternal. We are also particles of that Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Anandamaya Abhyasat, the Vedanta Sutra says, every living entity is Anandamaya. Nature, living entity's nature is to be blissful, happy, always pleasing. But in our material condition of life, we are just the opposite. There is neither pleasure, nor knowledge, nor eternity. But these three things are the symptoms of spiritual existence. Eternity, blissfulness, and knowledge. Satchidananda. So Krishna is fully Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's enjoyment with Radharani, that is not material. If we take it as material, then there is mistake. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavi. Not only Krishna, Radharani, but in the Goloka Vrindavan, everything, the land, the water, the trees, the flowers, the cows, the cowherd's boy, everything, they are expansion of Krishna's internal potential, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stabhija Eva Nijarupataya Kalabhi. That is Krishna's expansion of his own person. Just like when Brahma stolen all the cows and calves and cowherd boys of Krishna to test Krishna whether he's actually the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna immediately expanded himself in the typical same way, all the cows, calves, cowherd boys. So, there in the spiritual world, Krishna's energy, everything there, variety, all variety. Here, also, the varieties are there. That is expansion of Krishna's material energy. And in the spiritual world, the varieties are expansion of Krishna's spiritual energy. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Stavija Eva Nijarupa Tayakalar. Nijarupa, his own form, expansion. Goloko eva nivasati, Goloko, Vrindavan. He is permanent resident there. Akila Atma Bhuta, but he is everywhere. He is although situated in his own abode, Goloka Vrindavan, he can expand himself because this material energy is also his energy. So from his energy, he can manifest himself anywhere. So here, the Lord Krishna and Radharani, that is the same Krishna and Radharani who are in the Goloka Vrindavan, it is simply expansion to give us facility to accept our service. I think I have given many times this example. Just like in front of your door there is a mailbox. That mailbox, although it appears to be a small box, but it is post office. It is not different from post office. The practical example is that you place your letters within the box and it goes thousands and thousands of miles away. Therefore it is post office. Don't think that it is different from the post office. Similarly, Ananda Chinmayana's expansion, this deity. When you are worshipping this deity, exactly, that's like you are posting your letters in the mailbox. It is accepted by Krishna. Don't think that you are worshipping some doll. No. As the post office kindly places a box before your house to facilitate your business, similarly, Krishna, Goloka eva nivasati, he is living in the Goloka Vrindavan, but he expands himself as deity to accept your humble service. So never consider that the deity is made of stone or brass or wood or like that. Brass, wood, stone, everything is Krishna because everything is Krishna's energy. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Bhumi rapana lobayu khangamano buddhirivac. Bhinname pakiti astadha. Me, it is mine. So everything is Krishna's. And from everything Krishna can appear and accept your service. This is the philosophy. He can appear himself through stone because stone is his energy. Just like if the electric power is running on, from anywhere you can take electricity energy. Similarly, his energy is running on everywhere. And you can take the facility of his energy from anywhere, provided you know how to take it. Electric, where insulation is there. But one who knows, I have seen in your country, the telephone man immediately comes and joins telephone. But he knows how to do it. Similarly, Krishna can be manifested from anywhere, everywhere, from anything, provided you know how to do it. So that is Krishna consciousness movement. We are teaching people how to see Krishna everywhere. Premanyana charita bhakti bilochanena santa sadaiva ridayesu bilokayanti jang shyama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindam adi purusam samang bhajam. That technique is love of Godhead. If you learn, it doesn't matter what religion you profess, it is no concern. We do not say that you become Hindu, you become Muslim or Christian. No. We say that you become lover of God. You learn how to love God. Your loving propensity is there, but it is being misplaced. It is placed on dog instead of God. Therefore you are unhappy. When your loving propensity will be placed in the proper place, you will be happy. This is Krishna consciousness. Love of God. Savai pungsa paraparo dharma jato bhakti radho khaji. Ahitukiya pratihata jayata samprasidati. If you want happiness, then you must learn how to love God. You are trying to love somebody, but you are being frustrated, foiled. Because except God, nobody is loving object. And if you love God, then naturally you love everything, because God is everything. The example is that if you pour water on the root of the tree, it goes everywhere, to the twigs, to the leaves, to the flowers, everywhere. But if you pour water on the leaf, it is localized. It does not spread. So we are manufacturing, inventing so many humanitarian work, welfare work. But still, people are unhappy. Why? Because it is pouring water on the leaf, not on the root. So learn by Krishna consciousness how to love Krishna and how to love your country, your society, your friends, everyone. But without loving Krishna, you cannot love. This is the secret. And if you love, just like, because I love Krishna, therefore I have come to your country. I have no business to come to your country. Naturally. But we are preaching this Krishna consciousness movement means we love everyone. We don't make any distinction. We love animals also. We don't like to see animal killing. That is also one of our propaganda. No meat eating. Why? To save the animals. Because we love animals also. We love even the ant. Because we love Krishna. So this is the technique of Krishna consciousness. That if you learn how to love Krishna, then you will love everything. Otherwise, your love will be localized and you will be frustrated. It is more scientific. And our process is very simple. Chant Hare Krishna. That's all. Krishna and Krishna's name, non-different. So chanting Hare Krishna means you are associating with Krishna. That means you are directly in touch with the root of everything. So by advancing in love for Krishna, you can love your society, your country, your community, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your friend, everything. Complete. Purnam. Purnamada. Purnamidam. Purnat purnamudachyate. Purnasya purnamadaya. And that love will never be ended. Purna. Love of Krishna is so complete that you go on distributing this love. It will never be expended. It will remain the same stock. So, I am very glad to see you in this temple. Please try to understand our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We have got books, and at the same time, we have got the simple method, chanting of Hare Krishna, in which even a small child can take part. The small most erudite scholar also can take part, and an innocent child who has no education, no literary sense, he can also take part equally, and equally both of them take the same advantage. A small child who comes before the deity and dances and claps, he is getting the result. Don't think that it is in vain. He is also getting the same result. Just like fire, either a child touches or an adult touches, fire's action will be there, equal. Similarly, anyone who is coming in this temple, offering obeisances, taking little prasad, joining with the chanting, hearing some talks, everyone will be benefited spiritually. That is our Krishna consciousness movement. Thank you very much.